Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
There's a new youth-led movement swelling out in Bethel. A few teenage founders are getting more and more of their peers involved with an artistic and community movement called Bethel Pride. Bethel Pride is an offshoot of an Anchorage group called AK Pride. Since AK Pride performed at Bethel's annual Chamai Dance Festival earlier this year, teenagers Emily Berryman, Tandy Vington, and Michael Bialy were inspired to start their own local group. Here's 14-year-old Emily.
Pride, I mean, it's an acronym. It's people representing integrity and diverse experiences, so Bethel, and then all of us people doing all that stuff.
AK Pride leadership in Anchorage is supporting the Bethel teens' work in various ways, but the kids themselves are doing all of the heavy lifting. They've raised money through t-shirt sales and dance performances, and they've been hard at work recruiting others who want to express themselves through music, singing, dance, making media, or creating the unique arts of their diverse cultures.
There's lots of kids here who are like so talented, but they don't have the opportunity. Maybe they're too shy to show it. So what we want to do is, A, number one, we want to bring out that their inner talents, you know, help them expand on that. And we want to keep them out of trouble, too. Keep them with good grades and keep them off the street.
15-year-old Tandy Vington says if Pride can spread from urban to rural Alaska, maybe it can go even farther than that.
Later on, we're hoping that we'll get enough, like, popularity enough to make other people from even the lower story, 48, to start their own group. That's the big idea, but we're just starting kind of small right now.
I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.